catch. Is that why you wore the hat in?
No.
Okay. You just decided that?
Yeah. The hat is, it's my new favorite hat.
Nice.
Because it's got three things of my personality. Okay. It's orange, it's got the military camouflage, and it has a clover. Four-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's a golf hat, so it could be a Frisbee golf hat. So it's four things.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Branching out and mm-hmm. everything.
Or getting one thing that encompasses all of me.
There you go. There you go. How was lunch?
It was good. We had hamburgers and hot dogs. Key lime pie. It was like, my mom wasn't there, so.
Where was she?
She's in Illinois visiting her fam.
Ah.
Because, you know, they're old. And mm-hmm. so she decided, and it's a fair decision to go visit them as more often
mm-hmm.
as time, you know, gets close to the end for older folk.
Fair enough.
Because she's the youngest, and she's 70. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound a little sick.
Everybody's saying that, and I'm just like, I may have come to work too soon. I don't know. But yeah,
come to work too soon?
Yeah, last week when I went back to work,
mm-hmm.
they're like, you still don't look or sound great. I'm like, I don't care.
You look fine. You just sound like you're stopped up.
Oh, yeah. I'm out of the good Sudafed.
Oh.
Well, I have one more left, and I'm taking it before I go to bed tonight.
Nice.
So I can breathe while I'm sleeping in my nice fixed AC house. It's capacitor.
The capacitor went out?
Yeah, the capacitor went out.
That's no bueno.
No. So, you know, $200 later, it's working again.
Okay, so you didn't have to replace the unit, though.
No, just the capacitor. And then I went ahead and signed up for Hiller's plan, their club. They come out and, like, look at it at least before the summer, at least before the winter. And then there's, like, two other visits that they'll have.
Okay.
And it's, like, $25 a month. I was like, and I don't have to pay for labor anytime that they're coming out to do anything.
True.
So I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, that works.
Do they normally do, updates or anything? Like, do they try to upsell you? Like, oh, you're low of Freon.
I think if it's low on Freon, they'll just fill it and be done. Because that's what I'm paying for.
Yeah. Because, see, that's the stupidest fucking shit with those, that industry.
Yeah.
Is the fact that they'll fill your unit. Now, they may have changed. I don't know. We haven't, knock on wood, had to have anything done in a while.
It sucked balls. It sucked balls.
What?
It was uncomfortably hot.
Oh, really?
It was like 80 degrees. 84 degrees.
That's crazy.
84.7 in my office when they finally fixed it.
Nice.
I had the thermometer in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would too. But yeah, they because if they overfill it with Freon, then they'll charge you to take out Freon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're the one that overfilled it.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I don't know. I wish there was like a Freon gauge that I could see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'm here, but no. It's...
Maybe not right now. Maybe like newer models, because everything's connected to an app nowadays.
Oh, yeah, you can see that stuff. That'd be cool.
Probably. That'd be cool. Because I hate the way that houses are made nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, this one was probably made in the 90s or whatever, but having your fucking units
in the fucking attic, that's so stupid. California's that way, too.
Yeah. Like, we have the thing outside that's the fan, but your unit is in the attic. The whole system.
Yeah.
It's upstairs in the attic. Mm. So if there's a leak, guess what?
Yeah.
It goes down.
Yeah.
I'm like, why was this done like this?
Well, I mean, it gives you an indication that there's something wrong. Oh, shit. You look up where the one in my house. I'm like, I don't know.
Is it yours in your roof as well?
No, mine's underneath in the crawl space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So at least that's a little better.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's probably more work for them because it's a crawl space.
My crawl space, where it's at, my crawl space, it's not that small. You can sit pretty comfortably. You can get like a 5-gallon bucket and like sit under there pretty comfortably.
Okay.
So that's not too bad.
So it's not really a crawl space.
No. I mean, it does get crawl-y at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's...
Okay.
I've been all up under there.
Nice. Is the snake still there?
No.
Do you remember what we're talking about? You used to have a snake in your wall.
Oh, in the garage. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't know.
It's either dead or he left.
Or he got out. I'm sure he can get out. It's not airtight mm-hmm. there, so it's fine.
Nice. So who all was at lunch then?
Everybody except my mom.
Okay.
And my sister's husband. Because he works on Sundays. Or Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. His weekend is, what, Monday something?
I don't know. All I know is, and I love my nephew to death. Mm-hmm. I will continue to take him to jujitsu until he goes to adult classes that start after the class that he currently goes to and goes to who knows when, because mm-hmm. it's super late and I'm asleep. But I originally went, or was started taking him to jujitsu.
Yeah.
Because my mom was in Illinois, mm-hmm. Taking care of, not really taking care of, but helping take care of an old family, not old family friend, but a family friend of yeah. hers who really didn't have anybody. And so my sister didn't have the time to, she couldn't really be in two places at once, even though they're right across the street type thing. Do we need to pause for a second?
I mean, I'm listening, but I'm trying to remember if I took my medicine after lunch. Mm. I don't think I did. Mm. Fuck. And this is antibiotics.
Mm.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, I started today. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to do a count.
You'll be fine.
Well, we can do a count because I've taken at least one. How many is in here? It says one tablet three times a day for 10 days. So that means there's 30 pills in here?
One tablet what? Three times a day for 10 days?
Yeah.
There should be 30.
There should be 30. Well, technically, there should be 29 because I took one this morning. If there's 28, then that means I've taken one.
Yeah. Need a plate.
Yep. So we're going to do a quick mass. Quick mass. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's not even a plate. That's not even a bowl. 7, what kind 9, of dish is that?
10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I've taken two.
Yeah.
27, 28, 29. I've taken three. I haven't taken three. Did I do math right?
Three, it's counting.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Are you sure they gave you 30?
It says take one tablet by mouth three times a day for 10 days. Does it have a count? Yeah, it says quantity 30. So I've taken three. So I took one. I took some yesterday.
So you took one yesterday, you took one this morning, and you took one after lunch.
No. I took one.
Two yesterday.
Two yesterday, because I took one. Shit. Now I'm having to remember. I took one before going to help friend. I forgot to take one at lunch, so I took it at 5, and then I took it at night.
So you haven't taken any today.
I took one I know I took one at 6 o'clock this morning.
Then your math isn't mathing.
I guess I'll take one.
I think you need to take one. Is agreed upon by everybody at this point.
Okay, I've taken one at 2. Now I need to take one again tonight. Did I miss? I don't know.
Unless you miscounted.
I don't think I did.
You could count while you put them in, though.
Well, now while we're down one.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 26. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm not going to put this back up because medicine, whatever, maybe tablets. We're getting old. I need to have another system of when I took a pill.
I think they make those little things that you're like, oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with like little 1, 2, 3s.
Yeah, but I don't have one of those right now, and now I just need to...
I'm going to have to start getting one. I'm going to have to get one.
I'm just going to put a task for today and at like, let's go 9 o'clock. Take Bill. Task. Okay. And then I'll figure it out for the rest. Anyway, you're...
Yeah, so I take my nephew to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I was helping originally because my mom, it was normally a mom task. Mm-hmm. She wasn't there, so... And my sister didn't really have the time, or didn't have the time because she was two places at once, and it wasn't fair to keep him there till like 9:45 at night at the dance studio. So I was like, all right, yeah, I can help. And so I took him, and now that the brother-in-law isn't going to school and is working weekends, he can technically do it. And I'm like, part of me is like, again, why not wait till he ages out of this one group and then let him take over at that point? Because I feel like I'm the only one that like actually actively listens to my nephew.
Okay.
I feel like everybody else is like, oh yeah, huh? So he enjoys hanging out with me.
Yeah.
For that time, so. And I enjoy hanging out with him too. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
How did your dance go?
It went great. I almost slipped on some roses, but it went great. Other than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people there.
Yeah. A ton of people there. My brother's wife has the video. He can't really see me, but like if you know, I could like, oh, I'm right there. You see me walk out. I'm like, oh, that's obviously Nate.
Yeah.
And then like I'm in second row, and then we switch, and I'm center front row, and then I kind of disappear, come back out, do a cartwheel, disappear again, and come back to the second row in the center again, and yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, no, we're well.
Nice. Glad it went well for you.
Yeah, everybody liked it. There are probably people that were plenty surprised. They're like, oh, that's not something Nate would normally do. And it's like, haha, but it is.
But that's only like four people.
Right.
Because everybody else don't know who you are anyway.
Right, yeah. And it's like my parents are probably like, oh, that's so weird. And my dad was probably like cringing the whole time because he's like super...
Super, that's not masculine.
Right, type thing. It's it's just a bunch of guys having fun for the kids, or nieces for me.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. We'll do again if they do it.
Cool.
If my nieces want me to.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did they say anything?
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
Okay.
They were all about it. They came out for a little bit. They had like a...
Because their dad didn't do it.
No, because he couldn't make the...
The rehearsals and all that stuff.
And I don't think he would do it even if he wasn't, because he's very, like, staunch, too.
Yeah.
Like, super rigid. Whereas I'm both. I can be rigid and not.
Yeah.
I'm a mountain of contradiction, and I know that. I'm okay with that, so. It's okay. There'd be some times I'm like, oh, that's stupid. And then there's, like, times like that where I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'll absolutely do that.
Not necessarily changing gears, but are you coming to... board game
the
night?
The 11th?
Yeah.
I'll
I
be
need
here.
To actually I, make sure everybody's still
did
on
I, I said
board.
So. I think I replied something.
You did, but then the person that actually tried to
organized
set this up,
it was like, I'm out. I can't do it now.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
The one guy that was like, hey, I'm being forced to have a game night or whatever.
Yeah. And I almost did the whole classic thing from Achievement Hunter. What is game night? But I didn't.
But then, yeah, he's like, oh, network's making me go somewhere.
Yeah. It was a very good Karsten there.
Thanks.
No, I'm still in.
Cool. I need to actually...
know that's Superman Day, but I'm still in.
Is that Superman Day?
I think so.
What does that mean?
That's when Superman comes out the 11th, right?
I don't know. I'm not going to go see that one.
That's okay.
Like, there's other shows. There's other movies that I would see, but I'm not going to see them in the... words. Theaters?
In the theater. Theater.
I know we've talked about it before, but I'm not a... I don't care for theater stuff.
It's all good.
I mean, I like to pause. I like to grab a drink.
Yeah.
I like to just stop it if I'm like, yeah, this shit's boring as hell. Because even with Wolverine and Deadpool, I still loved it. It was great to see it in theaters, but I was like... I gotta go take a piss, and I can't pause this.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is because I drink so much water, I'm constantly like getting up to go pee and stuff like that. If I know I'm going to a movie theater, I have to purposely dehydrate myself.
Yeah.
To the point when I come out of it, I have a headache.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
or you don't drink something until you get to the theater
correct.
To get your drink.
Yes. Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, yeah, I haven't done it.
Depending on the time, I will curtail my water down.
But movies nowadays are getting so fucking long.
Yeah, they almost have to go back to that intermission thing like they did with Titanic.
Something. Like, these movies nowadays are like almost 3 hours long in themselves.
Like the Dead Reckoning Part 2 or whatever it was. Final Reckoning, I guess, was super long for the Mission Impossible
movie. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's just too long now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost... I mean, I like it from the stand... Not movies. I like TV shows from the standpoint that they are hours long.
Yeah. But they can also have arcs that go multiple episodes.
I do miss the sitcom styles. We have gone away from not shitty, but like 30-minute episodes.
Talking about like The Friends, where it was like 23 minutes and or 22 minutes and everything was done.
And it's a stupid comedy where it does, like Ghosts. Did you ever watch Ghosts?
No.
You need to watch Ghosts. It's great. It's one of those that's stupid. You can actually binge it because we're used to binging shit and watching a story arc for an hour now.
Yeah.
But, like, I miss those kinds of stupid shows that you just turn on. It's 30 minutes, you've taken it in, and you're done. Like, almost every single show nowadays, and I think we talked about this with Star Trek, is, like, it's everything is so episodic and... like a saga with every episode, and you're like, this shit's too heavy.
Right.
Like, it's so dumb. Oh, did you hear that the one got canceled?
The comedy?
Yeah. The one with Pike.
No.
The one with Pike, I think, got canceled. What was the name of that one?
Brave New World.
Brave New World? I'm pretty sure.
Brave New World?
New World. Probably. Brave New World, that's the novel. Strange.
Strange New Worlds. Stupid, dumb. We should know that.
Strange New Worlds. What season are they? How many seasons?
They have released two, but the third was already filmed.
Okay, third's filmed. Because it does say season three. Where will there be another season of this? Okay. Star Trek Strange New Worlds will be phased out with a fifth season.
Okay,
so they're at least giving them five seasons.
Yeah, so they got this. They've got the third season that's in the can, the fourth season to film, and then the fifth season to end. So that's how they should do it. It's like, hey, you guys have two more seasons. Finish it.
To finish your arc.
Because they would have done that with Atlantis.
Something, rather than just chopping
it's like,
it off.
Oh, hey, you guys have finished your... You guys are...
You're not even close to finishing any plot points.
You're two episodes from finishing your season. We're canceling you.
So dumb. Did Discovery have an actual ending, or did it...
I don't know. I haven't finished it.
You didn't finish Discovery?
No, I stopped when they time traveled.
So you never made it past episode two?
No, that's like season one. That's three seasons in.
Was it three seasons in?
Yeah.
I thought they like went straight into time travel.
No, they had the Klingon War. At the first season, and then they had who's the weird angel in season two that turned out to be
her mom.
And then they time traveled.
Okay.
And then I got to where they got to the Federation, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. Okay. Also, five seasons there, so at least they're on track with their five season shit. Yeah. I'm not sure if I finished it though. I think I did. Honestly. I couldn't stand listening to her. Like, she might be a great person.
Well, her and Tilly,
actress.
I was just like, well, okay.
Tilly was fine. I just hated Michael's
like the
breathiness.
Of Tilly.
Every time she was there,
she
was breathy in every scene. And I'm like, can we not do this?
Yeah.
Please. And Picard had an ending. It did.
It definitely had a thing.
Did Lower Decks have an ending?
Yes. Lower Decks had an ending.
I think I finished it.
Lower Decks was also the main actress for Lower Decks was doing another live action comedy Star Trek show.
Was she?
Yeah.
I think I vaguely remember this, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
No, they did a crossover.
No, they're doing an actual live action one too. It's not going to be the same characters. It's
Oh, okay.
Different.
That'll be weird. Because it's her voice.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't do a character voice for that.
No, it was just her voice.
Her voice. Yeah. So if she's doing another Star Trek with her as her voice, then that's interesting. The table's buckled. Speaking of sci-fi TV shows and things that got canceled, I still don't know how I feel about Seth MacFarlane doing the... I know we've probably talked about it. Because of the drama that happened with Orville.
Yeah.
Because they still haven't finished Orville.
No.
And they never had set schedules for Orville.
No.
And when they did want to have a shooting thing, other actors took something because Orville was taking too long to get something in.
Yeah. I didn't realize that the pilot from the Orville, the redheaded guy, who I loved from Band of Brothers... he played Malarkey in Band of Brothers. I didn't realize he was the voice of Steve, the son in American Dad.
Oh, wow. I mean, it would make sense because a lot of those people in those universes, like in those circles,
groups. Yeah,
will do other things. I mean, it's the same thing with Adam Sandler and everybody and Kevin Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, and all the, yeah. Like, but I was so surprised when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I was like, that he did a really good job masking his voice.
Yeah.
And then also singing in that voice. Mm.
So. Well, he was a singer.
Yes, yes.
Scott
Grimes, I think is his name.
Probably. I don't remember.
Yeah. But yes, you're right. He was a singer as well. But like, but then there doing was that also... and then...
Yeah.
Dad, and then singing in that voice? It's just like... it's like, oh my God.
It's okay, Kira.
Yeah, sorry, puppy. I was trying to demonstrate a voice.
But then there was also that drama with him and the long blonde-headed chick.
Oh yeah, his wife.
Former.
They were married and then divorced. Yeah.
But it seemed amicable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when those go wrong, they don't want to be in scenes together.
Correct. And whatever. We're definitely in scenes together.
With like the Cersei and what's his name? What was his name? The guy that followed around, the sellsword that followed around Tyrion.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The fuck is this? I don't remember. Those Bronn. Two. Bronn.
Yeah.
They used to date, and apparently it was bad. Yeah,
they could not be in the same room together.
They were like, fuck that shit, no.
Yeah.
Which does suck, because it would have been interesting to see those two characters together.
It would have been funny if they had... If the characters hooked up in this show.
Oh, gosh. No. Something. I don't know. Jeez. So, yeah, we haven't done anything in a couple of weeks.
No, because
you went to your work trip.
I didn't.
Out Midwest.
Yep.
Or something.
Missouri.
And then you got sick.
Yep.
And now here we are.
Correctamundo.
Because you were saying next week might not be good for you.
Well, it's the 4th of July. It's Erica's birthday.
And yours the 2 days before that.
The day before that.
The third.
The third.
Same with another person.
That we know, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because when are we do... What were we...
We were going to go see Superman.
Was it?
Yeah. But I've let you off the hook, so it's fine.
We were... I think... I don't know. You probably were talking about it at one point. But now we're having a game night, and that means Tony forgot. Unless y'all are going to go see it earlier and then come to...
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. We'll see it that Saturday or something. I don't know. What day is the 11th?
I would assume it's a Saturday or a Friday.
I don't think
July
it is.
July 11th. What day is that? Wow.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was hoping Google would just pop up a calendar, but I typed in July 11th and says, well, the AI overview is July 11th is 192nd day of the year, 193rd in a leap year. It is known for several national and international observances, including National French Fry Day, National Mojito Day,
ooh.
National 7-Eleven Day, uh-huh. Also known as National Slurpee Day, and World Population Day. Sure. Okay.
I mean, what day of the year does not have a national something?
Something. Yeah. I think almost every day of the year has this is a something day.
Yeah.
It's also Collector Car Appreciation Day. National American Pet, All American Pet Photo Day.
What does that mean?
All American Pet Photo Day. I don't know.
So that means, does your pet have to be an All American, or
he just started in America? Yeah. Or, well, I don't know, because we don't have any dogs that are American blank, like German Shepherd or French Bulldog. I mean, I can try to click on it and see what it says. All American Pet Photo Day encourages pet owners to share their favorite pet photos on July 11th. Be sure to change your camera, charge your camera, and be prepared to take adorable pictures of your pet. Blah, blah, blah. So there you go. It's just...
I just think that would be an American... Pet Appreciation Day, is I think what you would call that.
I was into that. National Blueberry Muffin Day.
So not only... mojitos and French fries, but also blueberry muffins.
And the Rainier Cherry Day.
Rainier Cherry Day?
Rainier. So a type of cherry. Oh,
got it.
Day. Oh, National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Oh, man. That's perfect.
And that's the end of the list. Oh,
it's July 11th. I don't want to see Superman with you, but hey, feel better, buddy.
And this is coming from nationaldaycalendar.com. So that's what all that day is. I mean, so there you go.
It's the James Gunn's finally like releasing some bits of this movie, so you can kind of see it still got his kind of personality to it. Because before it was just kind of like shots and things like that. But I guess there's like a fight going on, and Superman gets slammed into something, and Mr. Terrific goes, "Hey, are you gonna help out here or something?" And he like looks at him, he's like, "I got important things I'm doing right now," and just like falls back into his hole that he got punched into. So just basically he got the crap beat out of him. He's just like, taking a second.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "I'm doing some important stuff right now."
And falls back unconscious.
Yeah. Not really unconscious, but kind of like falls back into the hole. Just like, okay.
Gotcha. And that's like early into the movie?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's at the end. If the Justice Society or the Stag Justice League is helping him fight something, I'm assuming it's close to the end.
Gotcha. And so is this another origin story to Superman?
No, I think this is going to be a couple years into his time. Here? Yeah.
As in the Justice League or as Superman?
As Superman. Okay. Not in the Justice. The Justice League hasn't formed yet.
Gotcha. Because we don't know who Batman is yet.
Correct. So they're doing their best to kind of have him established. So I don't think we'll get a Batman origin. I think it'll just be a Batman's been
whoever going Batman around is.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know.
They better not. Just stop with the origin stories.
We know.
Just stop. We don't have to have a reintroduction to the really, character.
I mean, we had one for the Michael Keaton, but it was not the same thing as what they've been in the past, where you had like a full scene. It was just a story of a couple flashbacks that were put together.
Yeah,
but he was the first time we saw him. It wasn't him as a kid. It was him as Batman.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we need to be done with with origin.
We don't
stories.
Need them. Well, I think the Batman story is going to have Damian Wayne.
Oh, okay.
So they're starting with Robin number 3.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting.
All right. I mean, that'll be good. I mean, but then you're going to have an origin, or at least it's like the first 30 minutes of the movie are going to be who is Damian Wayne and what is his... Like,
well, not. It may start with like a. If they do it right, well, if they do it, they'll do Bruce Wayne's meeting Talia al Ghul, mm-hmm. and like there's like a passionate kiss at night, and then like they split ways, and then
she pops out a kid
12 years later. Here's your son,
mm-hmm.
type thing. Which isn't really how they did it, but that could be how they, you know, the nice way they do it.
Yeah, because technically we do have an origin story or an introduction to them, because which Batman was it where we met Alzo? Was it Bane? Yeah, it was the Bane series.
It was
series.
The Bane movie, yeah. It was the third Christopher Nolan one, yes,
yeah.
That she was in it. I think she died. But, I mean, if they that's the way they could do it in the movie. The way they did it in the comics is she just took his DNA.
Oh, fair. Yeah. I can see that. All right, so you want to know what happens on the 3rd?
Yeah, I was born.
Okay.
Well, bam. Done.
National Fried Clam Day.
That's so gross.
National Chocolate Wafer Day.
All right, that's better.
National Eat Your Beans Day. And this one's the best.
So beans and chocolate wafers, cool.
Oh, and clams.
I don't give a shit about clams.
And Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Why? It only shows me that I'm fat. Why would I compliment it?
Don't know. And, oh, mine's on a Monday this year. That sucks. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
National Water Park Day.
Wow, you're going to start strong.
Yeah, Buffalo Soldiers Day.
That's pretty good, too.
And National... National Milk Chocolate Day.
Damn, you're good.
So I got milk chocolate. You just got the chocolate wafers.
Yeah, you got milk chocolate, but you got water parks, right? Yeah. And Buffalo Soldiers? That's fucking...
Sure, who's the Buffalo Soldiers?
Don't worry about the Buffalo Soldiers.
On day 28, commemorates the formation of the first regular army regiments comprising African-American soldiers in 1866. We are showing our appreciation and honoring the history of Buffalo Soldiers and the American military.
Before I talked, I wanted to make sure that is indeed what it was.
With the Buffalo Soldiers.
Yes.
You're like, I don't know. Let me check.
It's yes. Yeah. Civil War. Yeah.
The all-black regiments of the U.S. Army
in the Civil War.
After the end of the Civil War.
After the end of the Civil War, not the...
Congress established the first peacetime all-black regiment in the regular U.S. Army after the end of the Civil War.
Yeah. But not the ones that they did the movie Glory about.
Yeah. The Buffalo Soldiers, one of many African-American regiments raised during the Civil War, were the first instituted. So there you go.
But, cool. Again, not the ones the movie Glory was made about.
No.
I want to watch that movie again.
What was the movie?
Glory.
Cool. I don't think I've ever seen Glory.
Oh, my God. It's got a cast on it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Matthew Broderick. The guy from Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and Princess Diaries. Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman. A bunch of other people that play racist fucking soldiers. It's crazy. But it's like every time a clip shows up, there's like a new person in the cast. I'm like, holy fuck.
Oh, you missed today, though.
What's today?
Today is National Darts Day.
Oh, okay.
Almond Butter Crunch Day.
Ugh.
National Waffle Iron Day.
So not waffles, but the waffle iron itself.
Yep, not sure about that one. We can read that in a second. And National Camera Day.
I have not taken any photos today.
I don't think I have either. So I guess it's just waffle lovers finally have their day of recognition on June 29th as they can celebrate National Waffle Iron Day. Some people enjoy their waffles plain with syrup, but we like ours topped with berries, whipped cream, too. Let's face it. We can't enjoy waffles without the genius invention of the waffle iron.
That doesn't make Otherwise, any it's sense. Pancakes. Right, but it doesn't make any sense. Why would it not just be Waffle Day and not Waffle Iron Day?
Because you couldn't have the waffles without the iron.
Right, but if it's Waffle Iron Appreciation Day, I wouldn't make waffles. I would just, like, clean the waffle iron.
Like, I mean, it depends on how you...
really good. Like, oh, yeah, you like that type thing, you know?
Butter it and everything?
Yeah, just, like, clean it.
Make it sizzle.
Butter it, like, run it through a cycle without any waffle batter and be like, you're done. Good job, baby.
Yeah, take the day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have a pancake. Have a pancake instead.
Yeah, it's not Waffle Appreciation Day. I bet there's a Waffle Appreciation Day, too.
There probably is. Let's see. Let's see if I can just search.
So is there a National Frying Pan Day?
I don't know. We'll have to...
I'll look that up while you look up Waffle Day.
Waffle Day. I wonder if there is
not blue waffles, just waffle.
Ooh, God, no. Waffle. Let's just search waffle. Okay, so we have today, waffle iron. Waffles. June 20th. No, wait. Why is it saying years, though? It shouldn't have years. It should be every day. Waffle Day in Sweden is March 25th. This one doesn't make sense. Waffles.
No, there's not a specific National Frying Pan Day. However, there's a National Teflon Day.
Ew.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, so we're going to go with March 25th as Waffle Day. That's for Sweden, because waffles, this is just an article. National Waffle Week is the first full week in September, though. So there's a whole week for waffles.
That's so weird.
That way you can eat all the waffles you want and don't have to cram it onto one day.
I mean, September 19th is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I wouldn't say that's the weirdest day, though.
God, no.
What? May 8th is No Sock Day?
Interesting.
Squirrel Appreciation Day is January 21st?
Oh, but there's actually more. Okay, no, hold on. We're going to go back a little bit. National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day is March 11th. National Waffle Day is August 24th. So not only does National Waffle Day have a day,
my
they
favorite
also
day
have
is,
a week.
My favorite day is January 16th.
January 16th.
National Nothing Day.
Nice.
Yeah, go.
gingerbread waffle. No, that's just a registrar, so that's not a day, though. New Day Proclamation. National Chicken and Waffles Day is October 20th. What is this one, though? Nope. No. And then National Iron Day. Whatever.
Waffle Iron yep. Day. Yeah.
So there you go. Waffle has so many days. That's why they had to give one to the waffle
to
iron.
To the iron itself.
That made them.
That's so lame.
So there you go.
Yep.
So many days.
So many days.
Everything has a day.
Except there's nothing on the 16th of January.
But there is. Because there's nothing.
There's nothing.
It says National Nothing Day.
No, there's nothing on that day.
But does it say National Nothing Day?
No, it just says there's nothing on the calendar for January 16th.
Okay. Yet.
Yet.
There will be probably soon.
I hope not.
Anyway, we got sidetracked.
We did.
I don't even know what we were... Besides...
We were talking about Superman. And Days of Birth, which then got us to the what's going on. No, lots come out.
No, we haven't finished Wheel of Time yet.
Yeah, I guess I need to go back and watch that from start to finish so that I can actually appreciate that it's done.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we finished. No, I think we did finish it. That's how rememberable it is.
That's what I said. It doesn't end like it's the end of a show.
Yeah.
The end of a series. It ends
just
like it's
got
just
chopped off.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, he's got this his group of people now, and he's gonna go. He's got his army to fight the darkness. Done, and it's like, all right, cool. We're getting geared up for the next season. That's the end.
That's the end. Nothing's going on. They just major cliffhanger because it wasn't making money, or as much money as they wanted it to make,
yeah.
or something like that. Who knows? We don't know. We just know that Hollywood is money hungry.
Yep. And doesn't know how to do a series.
No. Because that was Prime, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
The only series that Prime's done right has been Reacher.
And I don't watch that one.
That's so good.
I just don't care. I know it's not a crime drama, but it's kind of the same thing as those, you know, those novels that your dad reads, which he doesn't read those.
He would
but
not.
It's, but it's like the ones where it's like the Tom Clancy's.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, the guy's, his family's been stolen or his wife has been murdered and he tracks him down with his help from his underground CIA agents that he used to work with. I actually have a couple of those books up there. I've never read them. I don't know how they're in my collection, but I have a couple of those.
I have some books from back in the day that are from my dad's library, and I was like, I read them when I was little and then or younger, and I'm just like, I'm good. I got my own series now.
Yeah. I did download one from, it might have been Audible. Yeah, it was Audible. Let's see what it was. Because I was like, okay, this sounds interesting, but I don't know if I'll actually be able to get into it. Let me see. Where's me? Sign in. Come on. All the things. This is how much I use it on the laptop. And my library, where is my library? Library. Dean Koontz.
Okay.
The Bad Weather Friend.
Okay.
Synopsis. Benny is so nice they feel compelled to destroy him. But he has a friend who should scare the hell out of them in this breathtaking new kind of thriller. Is there more to this fucking... No? That was it? Is that?
I'm assuming Benny has a friend that they consider bad.
Here's more of an expert. Excerpt. Benny is so nice, they feel compelled to destroy him. But he has a friend who should... This is from New York Times. Okay. Benny Katzbaus.
Okay.
I guess that's how you say his last name. Katzbaus. Perpetually sunny disposition is tested when he loses his job, his reputation, his fiance, and his favorite chair. He's not paranoid. Someone is out to get him. He just doesn't know who or why. Then Benny receives an inheritance from an uncle he's never heard of, a giant crate and a video message. All will be well in time. How strange. Though it's a blessing, his uncle's promises. The stranger yet is what's inside the crate. He's a 7-foot-tall, self-described bad weather friend named Spike, whose mission is to help people who are just too good for this world. Spike will take care of it. He'll find Benny's enemies. He'll deal with them. This might be satisfying if Spike wasn't such a menacing presence with terrifying techniques of intimidation. In the company of Spike and a fascinating young waitress... What? And a fascinating young waitress come pie in training named Harper. Waitress dash C-U-M dash P-I, capitalized, dash in dash training. So, okay. Waitress come pie in training named Harper. Benny plunges into a perilous high-speed adventure, the likes of which never would have crossed the mind of a decent guy like him. So, it kind of makes me think that it's... I know it's Dean Koontz.
Yeah.
Koontz. But it almost seems like it's a little sci-fi-y.
Yeah.
So, I'm like... Yeah. Maybe...
Bad weather friend.
Who apparently was in a crate. I missed that part, but unabridged too. I always try to find unabridged audiobooks because I like to hear and read the whole story because you don't want to be talking about something and then miss out.
Yeah,
on something like Dungeon Crawler Carl with the fucking hardcovers having an extra chapter in it.
What?
I told you about this, didn't
I? No.
Yeah, it's got I think they call it, what did they call it? It's a chapter where it's from the angle of the NPCs. So, like, after things have happened or whatever, it's a chapter from their point of view.
The hardcovers, not the paperbacks that we have.
The hardcovers. Yeah, I've got both. Don't tell anybody. Because when I found that out, I was like, well, fuck. Now I've got to get those.
Now I have to get those, too.
And read those. So that's a pain in my ass. You can go, when you leave here, you can go to Barnes & Noble, and they'll have at least the majority of them.
Okay.
They don't have a very big section, because I don't know why. And they're at the table, unless they moved them, close to the front. So when you walk in, there's round tables.
Yep.
It's a smaller, like, table over here. Okay. They used to be on a shelf. But then they moved him to a table, and I don't know why.
Probably because people are buying them.
It's not a big table. Oh. And there's not that many copies. Oh. So that's what I'm saying. You can probably get the first 5? Or at least... You can at least probably get 4 of the 6.
7.
Well, no, hardcover hasn't come out yet.
That's weird. The hardcover normally comes out first.
No, the paperback's been coming out first.
Harry Potter, that book, but I'm saying all the normal books, hardcovers come out first, and then paperbacks.
Not this one.
I know.
So, the paperbacks come out first.
I know.
Literally first. Then it's the audiobook, and then it's somewhere down the road. It's the hardcover.
Yeah. Well, you gotta give him some time to read the paperback.
I don't know. I don't know why, I don't know who he's using or what he's using that... They just can't do the same. I know paperback is easier, probably because he's going through Amazon and it's just a turn and churn.
Right.
But and the hardcover is probably through an actual publisher.
They probably don't want to give it to the audiobook guy because he's not part of the publishing house.
Maybe. I don't know.
And he's doing his own thing.
I don't know. I have yet to listen to the Sound Booth Theater because I don't know if I want to. Yeah. Just because. I don't know. I would hope that it's all the same instead of audio drama where they leave out details. Because at least with the audiobook, he's reading the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whereas studio, sound booth.
I think it would be...
You would leave things out.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't know.
I don't either. I can't say yes or no to that. But because Jess was listening to one that sounded more like an audio drama... Yeah. And they were leaving out details and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I could understand, like, he said, she said, but because you have other people saying the lines for them.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to read along, because some people do, will read along mm-hmm. with it. Jess says she can't do that because she reads faster than they do, so it's kind of like you're just slowly listening to things.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could either, because I would read faster than Jeff Hayes reading as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I don't think I could ever do it. That's why I listen, like, it's just good quality.
Yeah, yeah. He did an amazing job, and I'm glad he found a series that he could latch on to.
Mm-hmm. I think it would have turned out extremely different had he not chosen Patrick. I'm gonna butcher the last name.
Oh, for the
voice.
For the voice, yeah.
It's not Wahlberg. Wahlburton.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah. Had he not chosen him to emulate,
to like try to,
it's like, or I want to inspire.
Yeah, used him as the inspiration of the voice.
I think it would have been completely different, especially in book six. Yeah, book six. It would have been completely different in book six.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I haven't really been playing anything either.
I haven't either. Instead, I've just been working, trying to recover, and working.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, as you've noted right here, still trying to recover because I'm still stuffed up.
Yeah. And then there's the... I'm still haven't gotten through the audio process of our everybody thing. I've marked most of the places to bleep,
mm-hmm.
but I had the program open twice to do some other things, and apparently they're linked.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So when I turned off something on the other one so it wouldn't do something, apparently it turned it off on the other side. So as I was deleting and making room for the bleeps, even though I tried to make them to where they locked together, so if I moved one, they both went
with it.
But I unlocked it apparently on the other program, and it unlocked it over here. So as I was moving the audio down, it was not moving the bleep labels to where I knew where they were. So they're off, and they grew exponentially. Not too far, but they still grew.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a place where there's like five or six right beside each other. And I was like, I'm done for the evening. And I haven't picked it back up. Sorry. And that's the pre-pod.
I'm sorry we made it difficult for you.
No, that's fine. I mean, that was the pre-pod.
That was while we were sitting there yelling at each other while it wasn't working.
Yeah, so that'll come out eventually. And then that's when I'll look at the audio. I haven't even looked at the video to see if it actually videoed.
It's a daunting task. I get it.
I don't want to. And especially since the microphones weren't working. Like the ones that they had, they were on mute. So they could probably still hear us. And I still have the main one up. So when they do come up, then I'll have it. But I don't have Tony, Josh.
Todd.
Yeah. So, but we'll see.
All right.
Anyway.
Yep.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
Ha ha ha.